Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Eighteen inmates have died at the St. Louis City Justice Center in the past 4 years. One death is too many, but what's recently come to light is a discrepancy between that figure and the number public safety officials have previously shared. STLPR's Lucretia Wimbley reported on this subject this week. She joins us now to discuss her findings and how city leaders have responded. Lucretia, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
So what is it that made you initially question and then look into the number of deaths at the city jail between 2020 and now?
Sure. Well, the most recent person to die at the city jail happened on November 9th. An unidentified man lost his life while in custody. So far, the medical examiner's office has not released the cause of that death. But, you know, naturally, in following up on that reporting, I was looking to find a solid number on the amount of people who have died while in custody at the CJC in recent years. And so that's sort of what started this, hunt for information.
And what was the number that you were seeing?
A few local media were reporting, you know, that 15 deaths had happened at the CJC since 2020, and some were reporting that 14 had happened at the CJC since 2020. And so there wasn't a lot of consistency among what I was seeing being reported. And so, you know, naturally, I just wanted to get to the bottom of it. And also looking at comments made by Public Safety Director Charles Coyle in January at a public safety town hall. He said that 15 people had died at the CJC since 2020. Now, that was prior to the two deaths that happened this year, but still the numbers weren't exactly matching up.
Right, it's not adding up. So what is it that ended up being the reason for the discrepancy, Lucretia?
Well, public safety officials got back to me yesterday, and what it comes down to, according to what they have to say, is it's a matter of jurisdiction and whether or not an inmate or a person that's been taken into custody is considered a detainee or an arrestee.
Okay.
And so when an inmate is considered a detainee, that means they've been arraigned. They've been officially charged by the courts, and they are now officially in the custody, or rather a detainee at the CJC or the City Justice Center. When a person is merely an arrestee, that means that they haven't been arraigned, charges haven't officially been filed, and they are still in custody of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what public safety officials shared with me yesterday is that a lot of people don't know this. When it comes down to jurisdiction and essentially semantics is what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Public Safety Director Charles Coyle made those comments that 15 people had died at the CJC
in January
earlier this year.
Right.
Essentially, that number 15 excluded one person who was merely an arrestee and who had not been yet detained or arraigned in court yet to be considered, an official detainee at the CJC.
Right. Quote unquote, merely.
Yeah.
Yeah. How concerning is the unreliable reporting of these numbers?
It's very concerning, essentially because, you know, as journalists, as media, it's our job to, you know, get down to the facts report the truth to our community and keep people informed. And so, you know, that being said, though, you know, sometimes I do recognize, you know, it's hard to get information out of public officials, you know, so I'm not just, you know, putting blame on local media or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, for example, you know, we just talked about the discrepancy, in what Public Safety Director Charles Coyle, the number that he gave earlier this year, it's concerning because, you know, that was off by just one. But still, you know, what's the truth? You know,
right.
one person dying, like you mentioned, is too many. And so we need to account for every person that has died.
Mm-hmm. Were there any obstacles that you encountered in getting this information? Like, was it like that Spider-Man multiple Spider-Men sort of pointing at each other, or what was that like?
Well, last week was just an interesting week. Last week is when I started digging into this. Thankfully, the mayor's office was actually very helpful in helping get the solid number of deaths that have actually occurred at the jail between 2020 and now. They got those numbers from the Public Safety Department for us. But getting numbers directly from the Public Safety Department was a bit of a struggle because, you know, just I wasn't getting response. And also, I tried to get numbers from the medical examiner's office, and they wanted me to put in a records request. Well, I knew that it might take a minute. It may or may not take a minute for the medical examiner's office. However, my colleague, Rachel Lippman, she did obtain a list of the names of people who died at the CJC from 2020 till now from the medical examiner's office. And she says that they were fairly quick to respond to her. So for me last week, it was just trying to get responses from people. And the mayor's office was very helpful in that.
And the reasons for those deaths, were you able to gain any insight into that?
Sure. Yeah. So based on that list from the city ME's office, majority of the deaths were due to natural causes resulting from health conditions. And those health conditions were like heart problems or, you know, maybe diabetes, but, you know, health problems for the most part. 22% of the deaths, of those 18 deaths, were due to suicide, and another 22% were roughly due to drug overdoses. So that's, you know, and that's like I said, that's from the 18 people who died, you know, so.
How do these numbers from St. Louis's jail compare as far as how many people have died in custody to like St. Louis County or even Kansas City, Carisha?
Sure. Well, you know, compared to the St. Louis County, we just got those numbers back yesterday. There were five people that have died at the St. Louis County Justice Center between 2020 and now. And that's compared to the 18 people that have died at CJC between, you know, in that same time frame. And so, you know, that's a glaring difference, you know. And both of those jails kind of house around similar numbers on a daily basis. Compared to Kansas City, Kansas City has only seen a third of the number of deaths that have happened at CJC between 2020 and now.
Okay.
And so, again, CJC, from what we've seen looking at Kansas City, and in Kansas City, that is the Jackson County Detention Center and the Green Correctional Center facility. Those numbers are, CJC is leading pretty much.
Right. So it's 18 compared to like six in Kansas City. Now, between 2020 and today, there have been many complaints about conditions at the St. Louis City Justice Center and even several uprisings among detainees there. How is this context relevant, Lucretia, to what you found regarding the numbers of detainees and arrestees who've died within the facility over these past 4 years?
Sure. Well, you know, in 2022, dozens of inmates came together and, you know, it started off with just like, I think, three inmates, but then they joined together and to represent dozens of other inmates who have, you know, been detained at the CJC. And they filed a federal action, class action lawsuit, pretty much accusing guards of macing them, some of them while they're handcuffed. Some of them were accusing guards of macing them while they were in cells or behind bars. And so just a lot of claims of mistreatment, being told that they're just going to just lay there and marinate for a little bit after being maced. You know, those are just a few examples.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it matters.
Yeah.
Based on what people have shared.
And very quickly, are there improvements that have been suggested?
There's been lots of improvements that have been suggested in recent years, especially, but, you know, namely City Board of Aldermen, 14th Ward Alderman Rasheen Aldridge has suggested that overall improvements need to be made to the jail, especially the food. He suggested that perhaps people's health, you know, they come in with poor health conditions and the food there and conditions at the jail do not help.
Lucretia Wimbley is a reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. You can learn more about her reporting on this topic by visiting stlpr.org. Lucretia, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Elaine.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury. Audio engineering by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.